Hello, good evening. My name is Carlos. I'm calling from Opinion Research, and we're talking with people in California today, and we'd like to ask you just a few questions on a confidential basis. Can you be so kind and share your opinion and be brief? Now, before we begin, yes, ma'am?
What do you want to ask me about?
Just on issues that affected your community and the upcoming elections, but are you in a safe place where you can talk, or are you driving?
No, I'm not driving.
You're not driving? Okay, thank you, ma'am. Now, you're still in California? You're still in the county of Merced? Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. All of the personal telephone calls that you received, did you get all or almost all calls on a cell phone? Or some on a cell phone and some on a regular phone? Or
all on the cell phone. All I have is a cell phone.
On the cell phone, okay. And now you registered to vote in California?
Yes, I am.
Thank you, ma'am.
Doesn't
are you as
matter.
Anyone in
yeah.
your... Thank you. Are you, as anyone in your household, employed by a newspaper, a television, radio station, or a political party, or by a candidate for a political office? Yes or no?
No.
Okay. And just to make sure we're talking with people of all ages in your community, can you please tell me what is the year of your birth?
1963.
Thank you, ma'am. And it's a pleasure talking to you. Okay. Now, moving right along. Okay. Now, what is your main racial or ethnic heritage? Caucasian or white, African American or black?
I'm Mexican American.
Okay. Hispanic, Latino. Can I record that as your answer?
Latina.
Okay. And what is the last grade that you completed in school? High school, some college, but not a degree?
College.
Some college. Thank you. Mm-hmm. And getting started, first, do you approve or disapprove of the job that Joe Biden is doing as president? Strongly approve, somewhat approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
Somewhat disapprove.
Thank you. And do you approve or disapprove of the job that Gavin Newsom is doing as governor? Strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
Somewhat disapprove.
Thank you, ma'am. And if the election for the state assembly were being held today, for who would you vote? The Democratic candidate or the Republican candidate from this district?
If Kamala Harris is there, I'm just voting for her because she's a female. I would never vote for Trump.
I understand, ma'am. So, should I record your answer as a Democrat so we can move right along? Would that be okay? Okay, next.
Yes.
I would like to read you a list of names of different people active in politics. And for each one, can you please tell me whether you have a favorable or unfavorable impression of that person? And if I mention someone you don't know too much about, just tell me and we'll go to the next one, okay?
I don't know anything about anybody who's running, honestly, because I'm at the point where our country is so far gone, it's pathetic.
You get disappointed,
all,
I understand that.
I don't think there's going to be a whole lot of changes that are even worth
understood.
Fighting for. Yeah.
Thank you, ma'am. But how about Kamala Harris? How do you feel about her? Favorable, unfavorable, or no opinion?
Favorable only because she's a female.
Understood. And Joanna Garcia Rose, do you recognize the name?
No, never heard of
her. And Esmeralda Soria, recognize the name?
She's all right, yeah, I recognize her name.
So favorable or unfavorable or no opinion?
Favorable.
Favorable. Okay. How about Donald Trump? Favorable or unfavorable or no opinion?
Unfavorable.
Understood. Now moving on, which of the following issues is most important to you personally when deciding which candidate to vote for the state assembly? Is it the issue of crime and public safety, the border security, the homelessness, taxes, the issue of health care, or the inflation and the cost of living, the jobs in the economy? Yes?
All of the above.
I know they're all important, man, but can you pick one just for the sake of a research, the climate change, the abortion issue, or the education issue?
Actually, the economy.
Crime. Okay, here we go. Inflation and the cost. Oh, no, okay, the jobs and the economy. Okay, here we go. Thinking ahead to the November election, on the scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you're not at all interested, and 10 means that you are extremely interested, how interested are you in the November election for president, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and other state and local office from 0 to 10? Which number?
I say 5.
Thank you, ma'am. Now, if the election for president was being held today, from who would you vote? Kamala Harris, the Democrat, or Donald Trump, Republican?
Democrat.
Ms. Harris, okay. And if the election for the state assembly in California was being held today, for who would you vote? Joanna Garcia Rose, Republican, Adderit, a mother, or Esmeralda Soria, a Democrat, a state assembly member?
Esmeralda.
For Ms. Esmeralda, definitely or probably?
Definitely.
Definitely. Okay. And would you say the economy is headed in the right direction or is pretty seriously off on the wrong track? What's your opinion?
On the wrong track.
On the wrong track. Okay. Thank you, ma'am. And over the last few years, do you think that the level of crime in your community has decreased, increased, or stayed the same?
It's increased.
Has increased. Okay. On a different topic now, have you ever voted for a Republican candidate? Yes or no?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Thank you. And I'd like you to read a few statements that you might hear about Joanna Garcia Rose during the campaign. After I read each statement, can you please tell me whether it makes you more likely or less likely to vote for her for the state assembly? Now, remember, these are things you're going to hear during the campaign, okay, ma'am? Now, Joanna Garcia Rose is a professional attorney who will go over the state spending line by line and tell the public about whatever waste, fraud, or corruption she finds. Is that statement will make you to support her much more, somewhat less, much less, or it makes no difference on your support for makes no difference, okay? And to make California more affordable, Joanna Garcia Rose supports eliminating all taxes on food, clothing, gas, and other everyday items. Same questions and options. Much more, somewhat less, much less, or it makes no difference on your support for her?
Somewhat more.
Okay. And Joanna Garcia Rose supports mandatory prison sentence for meth and fentanyl dealers and one strike life in prison for sexual predators who molested children. Is that statement will make you to support her much more, somewhat more, somewhat less, much less, or makes no difference?
Much more.
Okay. And in the assembly, Joanna Garcia Rose will write a law banning politicians from trading stocks and making other investments with the information they learn while in public office. Much more, somewhat less, much less, or makes no difference?
Makes no difference.
Okay. And as a professional auditor, Joanna Garcia Rose can find a corrupt politician, tell the public and law enforcement, and put the corrupt politicians in prison where they belong. Is that statement will make you to support her much more, much less, somewhat more, or makes no difference?
Somewhat more.
Thank you. Someone more? Okay. Thank you, ma'am. I appreciate your patience on the line. Now, have you heard some more information about the candidates? If the election for the state assembly was being held today, from whom would you vote? Esmeralda Soria, a Democrat, the state assembly member, or Joanna Garcia Rose, the Republican, the adder and a mother?
I still think Esmeralda.
Okay. Understood. Now, I'd like you to read the few statements that you might hear about Esmeralda Soria during that campaign. After I read each statement, please tell me whether it makes you more likely or less likely to vote for her for the state assembly. Now, remember, this is negative campaigns that you're going to hear during these days, and this is one way for you to let them know that no matter what they say, your support for her is not going to change, okay, ma'am? But here's the first statement that they are making. Esmeralda Soria supported a measure to raise taxes on Valley residents, and then 2 months later, she voted to give herself a 20% pay raise. Is that statement will make you to support her much more, somewhat less, much less, or it makes no difference?
Somewhat less.
Okay. And while families struggle to fill their grocery carts and put food on the table, Esmeralda Soria voted to give those in the country illegally hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of taxpayer-funded benefits. Much more, somewhat less, much less, or no difference?
No difference.
Okay. And Esmeralda Soria voted to give herself a taxpayer money to pay for her political campaigns. This money could go toward negative campaign ads or even some of Soria's personal expenses. Is that statement will make you to support her much more, somewhat less, much less, or makes no difference?
Much less.
Okay, much less. And politician Esmeralda Soria has been under the FBI investigation multiple times for issues ranging from unethical and corrupt spending of taxpayer money to land deals involving someone she was romantically involved with. Same question, same option, no different, much less, somewhat less, much
somewhat
more.
Less.
Someone less. Okay, Esmeralda Soria supports an extreme agenda in California that includes a complete government takeover of healthcare that would raise taxes and Medicare as we know it and result in Californians being kicked off their private health insurance. No difference, much less, somewhat more, or much more?
Somewhat less.
Okay. And Esmeralda Soria traveled to Sacramento to demand that the legislature raise the gas tax. The legislature agreed. And now you pay more for food, groceries, and gas because of it. Is that statement will make you to support her? Much more, somewhat less, much less, or makes no difference?
Much less.
Much less? Okay, okay, here we go, much less. I appreciate your patience, man. We're almost done. Now, if you have you heard some more information about the two candidates? If the election for the state assembly was being held today, for who would you vote? Esmeralda Soria, a Democrat, the state assembly member, or Joanna Garcia Rose, the Republican, the adder and a mother?
Honestly, I don't know. I'd have to, like, compare them side by side and give it some thought.
Understood. And it's still a long time for him to November. You know, so I'm sure you're going to do more research. But I said right now, for what you heard, and for the sake of the research, if you have to pick today, which one would you pick? Soria or Garcia Rose?
Garcia.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. Now, I have just a few questions for statistical purpose only, so we can finish. Regardless of how you may feel today, are you registered to vote as a Republican, a Democrat, or something else?
Something else.
Thank you, ma'am. And do you lean towards the Republicans or to the Democrats?
I don't want to lean towards either one.
Okay, I understand.
They both have a bunch of corruptness behind them, as you just discussed.
I understand. It's true. Generally speaking, do you consider yourself to be a conservative, moderate, or liberal on most issues?
I would say liberal.
Liberal? Somewhat liberal? Or very liberal?
Yeah, somewhat.
Somewhat? Now, on the issue of abortion, do you consider yourself to be a pro-choice or a pro-life?
It depends on the situation. If somebody's raped and they become pregnant, they should have a right to an abortion.
Understood, ma'am. So if you had no opinion on the matter, we could move forward, you know, but you can choose pro-choice or pro-life. But you say it, like, depends on the situation.
I say pro-choice.
Pro-choice. Okay, thank you. And some people feel so strongly about an issue that they will vote for or against a candidate on the basis, regardless of the candidate's stance on most other issues. Now, would you or would you not vote for or against a candidate based only on their position on abortion? Yes, you will or no, you will not?
No, I wouldn't.
Okay, thank you. And regardless of how you feel now, for whom did you vote in the 2020 presidential election, Joe Biden or Donald Trump?
Joe Biden.
Thank you. Thank you very much, ma'am. This concludes our survey. Thank you for your patience, okay? Enjoy the rest of the evening. Bye-bye.
You too. Thank you. Thank you.